And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac. This is Breakthrough Entertainment alongside the animated, the activated, the activist, Joseph J. Erdo. You should go on, what's it called, Periscope and watch him. Looks like he's sort of hugging. Himself. Yeah, sort of. Yeah, it looks that way. Does it look that way from the green room?
Control room?
The control room? I have to look at the front. You have to look at the back. I trade places with you. Dang. We got Trisha on outside, I think, coming back in. Eric the Great is with us, and the lovely Kathleen, of course. Of course, listen to their shows every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4. I think I got the times right. Did I not?
You did.
Yay! The Voice, right?
Daily Voice.
If you
the
love
Daily
me,
Voice. Sorry.
Don't let go.
Eric, the Great. Eric Reinhardt. All right. So, Joseph, after
Dave,
hugging yourself, how was
if
it?
If you love me,
you're both lighting up a cigarette. And you got two cigarettes because there's one person.
If you love me, don't let go.
I'm not touching. Believe me.
Well, yeah, let's go ahead. By the way, that song is from
from
my fourth favorite movie of the year, Before You. Again, you can check out my full list as a recap at breakradioshow.com. Listen to this show over again.
Yes, I agree.
For all of my favorite movies
at least twice.
Yes, at least twice. But Me Before You, what a wonderful, a romantic movie that Trisha is actually going to see. Me Before You, right? You're going to see it.
Yep.
Yes, Trisha's going to see it.
I'm going to see Me Before You and Sing Street. And
yes.
See, what my problem is, and I think a lot of people have the same problem that I do, and that is I see a movie that I want to see. I mean, I'm like, oh, I really want to see that. Something else comes out, and then you forget.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's like you need to write them down.
Yes.
So that's what I just did. I just went and wrote
good.
Down.
Thank you. Thank you very
Sing
much.
Sing Street and You Before or Me Before You.
Yes. And of course, like I said, I don't think you saw Trolls yet or Desierto or Hush. So you can see those as well. Those are good.
I don't
those
think good. I'll see Hush.
Okay. Well, Well, definitely see Desierto and Trolls. But
Desierto, I didn't see
you
it.
You didn't see Trolls. Let me, and does he? Okay. Well, anyway, you know what? Breakthrough Entertainment's New Year's Eve special here on KPHX 1480 AM. And you know what? We broadcast around the world, of course, through the KPHX app, right?
Yes, on the internet.
On the internet.
That's right.
Which you can get for free.
You can get for free in the App Store and the Google Play Store as well, right? And also, you can check us out on Periscope, Breakthrough Entertainment. You just do a search for that on.
You can check Joseph out on Periscope.
You can check me on. Well, I show you guys,
I'm
but it's
joking.
Hard for me to control everything like that.
I have no
like
makeup
that.
On, so it's fine.
Okay, all right. Well,
I have makeup.
It's a radio
course,
show, for goodness sake.
I have
got, and we've got.
And breakradioshow.com. You
yes,
can hear all the action, too.
Yes, and you know what? We've got listeners and fans around the world, including someone in Sweden and someone in Ohio. And you know what? We've got just people all over the world listen to Breakthrough Entertainment. We are a world famous show, and you know that is why we brought on someone who can tell us about New Year's Eve celebrations around the world. Pauline Frommer, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, and we actually have a whole article up on Frommers.com if you want to learn more about it. If you're not too drunk at this point and you want to read.
Well, you know what? And I just love, it's so fascinating finding out how people celebrate different traditions and holidays around the world, but especially New Year's Eve, because I think that New Year's Eve is something that, I mean, not I think, but it's something that everybody around the world celebrates. It's not like one of those that some people don't celebrate, right?
Yeah, no, everybody marks it in some way or another, and how weirdly they mark it really varies from place to place. For some reason, and I don't know what started it all, in the United States, we like to drop things on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
You know, like the ball in New York City, in Georgia, peaches are dropped, and in Brasstown, North Carolina, which is a place I've actually been, I went to the gas station where this happens. They have a big flagpole, and they put a poor possum in a plexiglass box, and then at midnight they slowly lower the possum.
Wow!
Well, and I've seen a lobster
kidding.
Drop in Maine. I think it's Maine, yep, where they have the lobster
and
drop.
And Philadelphia, they do a drop of a replica Liberty Bell. Maybe that's how the original one got its crack. You never know.
I have been trying very hard to drop pounds every New Year's Eve, and it just never seems to work.
I love egg drop soup, I tell you what. That's great. You know
what? Yeah, well, you probably wouldn't want to go to Brazil. In Brazil, on New Year's Day, you're not allowed to eat light things. Everybody has roasted pork. And it's very interesting what they do, especially in seaside communities. This goes back to the days before Catholicism hit New Year's Eve. You celebrate, and then at midnight, you skip to the beach. And with each skip, you make a wish. And then you light a candle, and you put the candle in a little boat and set it afloat.
Oh.
And it's absolutely gorgeous to be, you know, on that beach. Well, I think it's probably silly looking, seeing all those people skipping up, and then gorgeous.
I got to say, you have the most beautiful voice.
Thank you. That's, I used to be a singer, actually.
Yeah, I could tell. It's mesmerizing, actually.
Pauline, you know, tell us who you are. Tell us a little bit about Frommer's, right? Frommer's.com.
Well, Frommer's was started by my father 60 years ago this year. He was actually drafted into the Korean War, was sent to Europe instead, started traveling around Europe, and wrote a little book called Europe on $5 a Day, which changed his life and launched the Frommer Guidebooks. And the Frommer Guidebooks are the best-selling series in the United States.
And they are really, really, really what everybody should have with them when they're going to a new country that they've never been to before.
Oh, well, bless you. You can also put them on your phone. We have them all as e-books, so it's paper anymore.
Now, let me ask you a question. You know a lot about New Year's Eve. When did it start? Who started New Year's Eve?
That is a very good question. I was just reading about Einstein, and Einstein is the reason he got interested in time was there was no standard time for the entire world. So physicists around the world, when Einstein was a young man, were working on creating a standard time, and he realized that time would be different depending on whether you were going towards something or going away from it. I'm not a physicist. So I don't think even the idea of, I don't know if this is too deep, but the idea of standard time and each of us having a New Year's was even around when Einstein was a young man. So I'm not sure who started it, but it was in Einstein's time when this idea of there being a start to a year for everyone would have taken place.
So that was, about the 40s, I think, right?
No, probably the 20s.
The 20s.
Probably the 1920s.
You barely missed it,
that's when, I think that's when he came up with E equals MC squared.
Oh, okay. But they did have New Year's Eve parties then, right?
Yeah, but they might have had them at the wrong time.
I gotcha. Okay. Very cool.
Right.
It's like the Great Gatsby. They had those kind of parties.
Well, yeah. And then there's the various calendars. Like we have Chinese New Year. We have the Jewish New Year.
Absolutely.
You know, various calendars
I got another
as
one,
well.
Though.
Yes.
When did kissing get associated with at 12 o'clock?
She doesn't do that.
Oh, geez. You keep stumping me, and I keep
Dave.
Having to make things up.
She's not.
I love the story.
She's not a trivia person. She's just telling you. So
around the world,
I can tell you.
How about
you
this?
About
what other countries do people kiss on New Year's?
Yes, there. Thank you, Trisha.
Very.
I think people kiss in many places. They have different. They also stuff things in their mouths, like in Sweden and in Spain. At midnight, as the bell tolls, you have to stuff one grape in your mouth. And my guess is every year the Heimlich maneuver comes into place.
Wow,
depending
really?
On how quickly that bell tolls. Well, you're stuffing a lot of grapes. Think about it. 12 seconds, 12 grapes.
Well, that's the thing. Actually, in South America, I didn't know it was in 12 seconds. But in Peru, they make sure that at midnight they eat 12 grapes because it has to do with being prosperous in the new year for the 12 months coming and that having
and
a good
actually,
harvest and everything.
A thing that kind of off this in the Philippines, things that are round are considered good luck. So you eat round things on New Year's Eve and everybody's wearing polka dots, which must look hilarious, I gotta say. The whole nation
wow.
in polka dots.
This is so interesting, really.
In South Africa, You do not want to be on the street when midnight hits because people throw old furniture and appliances out the window.
Oh, wow.
So if you didn't know, you could be killed on New Year's Eve in
wow.
South Africa.
Wow. Man, that
doesn't just happen at your place, Dave.
Yeah.
It's actually a whole...
Someone threw something at me, actually.
Actually, the same in Denmark. They throw dishes out their front doors. Actually, what happens is Danes throw dishes at the front doors of their friends. And so if you have, like, a really big pile, it means you're really, really popular.
Oh, wow. My gosh. That. How about... what about Russia, other than hacking opportunities?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I don't know what the Russians do, to be honest
Probably
with you.
Vodka, maybe?
They're pretty glum as a people. They're probably just sitting inside tippling vodka. That's my guess. But
wow.
I don't know. In Scotland, of course, there's hog money, which is the first visitor after New Year's has to bring a gift. And it's usually whiskey. So it's a big, big party.
That's amazing stuff. That is incredible,
yeah.
Really. That,
it is.
So
I had no
while
idea.
You were doing your research, what New Year's Eve tradition surprised you the most?
I guess the Philippines. I thought the idea of an entire country in polka dots was that kind of blew my mind. But it's fun. I mean, it's fun doing research because the Frommer guides have journalists all over the world. Mm. Everybody always wants to be a travel writer, and then they hear about how we do it, our books, and they get very sad because we don't send anybody traveling. We just have journalists embedded in the destinations.
Oh.
But they get to do their own towns. I actually do New York City, which is so fun. My teens think it's hilarious because I take disco naps when I'm researching New York so I can do nightlife and stay up from midnight till 4 in the morning.
Wow! Wow!
I think that's pretty cool too. That you're going out on the town to check out these venues and everything before you write about them.
Yeah. And if anyone's
yeah,
just now joining us,
you can't write about a place you haven't checked.
True. If anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Pauline Frommer, Frommers.com. You got to check out this website. It's so fascinating. I read about some of the I read some of the articles on there, and it was just so things that you never knew. People celebrate things around the world these ways. You know.
Well. And like you were saying, when you travel, it's always good to know so that you can also arrange your travels around when various celebrations might be taking place, mm-hmm. either to make sure that you're there to observe it and be a part of it or to make sure you're gone from there. Now, my son went... Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, he went to Europe for New Year's, and he was visiting a friend in Germany, and they went and celebrated at the Eiffel Tower. It's kind of like the Times Square in New York celebrations.
Sure. Great, great fireworks there. On Frommers.com, actually, we right now have an article on the best places to go in 2017.
Ooh.
And a lot of them are about these fabulous celebrations that are going to be going on in different places around the world, like Montreal. Montreal is turning 375 in 2017. And Montreal is the city that Cirque du Soleil came from. Mm. So their celebrations are going to be outrageous. They're going to have 40-foot marionettes parading through the streets and a new type of sound and light show on the river with 3D projections.
Wow.
I don't even know how you do that, but it's and there's going to be a Leonard Cohen exhibit at the museum, which is incredibly timely. There's going to be another Break in the Wall, a new opera by Pink Floyd is going to be debuting there.
Wow.
So fascinating stuff.
Now, if anyone wants to check out how people celebrate things around the world, that's where, these new social media things come in, like Periscope. I mean, I was looking a couple weeks ago at how people were celebrating Christmas around the world. Someone was in, Taiwan by this giant Christmas tree and everything. So I think that's a great opportunity to also witness these things and interact with people around the world. Don't you agree, Pauline?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, media and the internet has brought us all so much closer together, and it's really just magical to be able to see things. You're going to want to watch Australia. They're always first in the world, so they try and put on the best fireworks celebration. I live in New York. We'd say, well, good try, Australia. But they do pretty well.
I know.
Well, it's pretty hard because they're having to shoot them upside down, you know, because they're down under.
Right.
They go the other way. They go counterclockwise, right? No, right. Something else. But, you know, and Pauline, I know that you touched on Sweden. I wanted to, you know, in terms of people that follow us on social media, I asked you about Sweden. That was where you stuff a grape in your mouth, right?
Yep. You stuff a grape in your mouth. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I think you drink a lot of champagne.
Okay.
They're like us in that way. And you make a lot of noise. You blow your car horn, you whistle, there are church bells ringing and drums beating at midnight.
Bang on some pots and pans. That's what I do at my house.
So if you stuff the grapes, when do you do the kissing? After the grapes or before the grapes or during the grapes?
I wouldn't do it during the grapes. That would be dangerous.
Yeah.
That's with the Heimlich maneuver. Remember how she said, yeah.
Well, that's like bobbing for apples, you know. It's bobbing for grapes.
That's a completely, you know what? Whatever you do, and you and Tricia do at your own place, that's, you know, let's leave that off the air. But, and I also asked you about.
I don't know if I want to go to Sweden, if there's any.
Well, anything in Ohio that you found, anything special that they do?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just curious.
They're not another country, Joseph.
I know. Well, I'm just curious. You know, because in Arizona, you know, we used to have the chip that dropped into the dip or whatever. We don't even have that anymore. We have the pine cone up in Flagstaff, right?
Hmm. What would they drop in Ohio? What is famous? What is Ohio famous for?
I'm not sure. Snow.
It's a swing state. I think they do swinging.
They have two O's in their name. And there's a high. I don't know. Well, you know, Pauline Frommer, thank you so much for joining us and helping us celebrate New Year's Eve. This has been so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's got to check out Frommers.com.
Well, again, and I'm so glad they have the ebooks for their guidebooks because now everybody's taking their smartphones everywhere. And
here's a big secret. Actually, all of our guidebook content is also on Frommers.com. So you can get it for free there. It's supported by advertising on the sides of the pages. We're journalists, never within the content.
And I see you're a big Marriott fan.
Well, thank you.
Marriott Hotels, right?
Me?
Well, I think, wait. No, I guess it revises its. Oh, that's one of many hotels.
I was going to say.
We're big Marriott fans.
Yeah, we like to do Marriott if we can because we're premium members.
Well, if you're thinking of going somewhere, you've got to check out Frommers.com first. And then even if you aren't thinking of it, it's such a great, fascinating
And
resource.
It helps you to plan places that you want to go to.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good. Yeah, very excellent.
Pauline, thank you so much for joining us and helping us celebrate New Year's Eve. You know, have a fabulous end of 2016 and best of luck in 2017. I have a feeling that we'll have you on the show a lot more often.
Oh, well, thank you. Happy New Year to everyone listening and to you too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for keeping your father's tradition or grandfather's tradition.
You.
Fathers.
Yeah.
I'm excited because guess what I'm going to do tonight?
Kiss Tricia.
I'm going to buy a lot of grapes.
Okay. And then you're going to go bobbing for grapes.
It's 12.
You know
it's
what?
12.
Lots of grapes.
Just 12 that, grapes
no,
I'm
sure.
I'm sure that makes you very happy. And you know what? Right now, I'm going to make you guys even happier. So, Eric, are we ready for music? All right. Ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
Your star. Are you shining just for me?
What is that?
This is La La Land.
From La La Land.
Oh.
City of Stars. Ryan Gosling.
And he plays that himself.
Yes, he learned to play the piano.
Yes.
He learned for the movie?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know before.
Well, he I think
he learned. He learned.
Well, no, yeah, but I know he did. He's playing it all himself.
That is
awesome. And Emma Stone.
It was very good, no doubt. And
I love
this is
the two of them.
Guess who? This is Tricia.
Yes.
No, you're Tricia. Joseph J. Eric the Great, the lovely Kathleen. I'm Dave. 1480 AM, KPHX, Breakthrough Entertainment. BreakRadioShow.com. We'll be right back.
And through the smokescreen of the crowded restaurants, it's love. Yes, all we're looking for is love from someone else.
A rush.
A glance.
A touch.
A dance. A look in somebody's eyes. up the skies to open the world and send it reeling. A voice that says I'll be here and you'll be alright.